Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Welcome back into Morning Mayhem. Christian Weaver here, myself hosting. Trey Reed and Pigskin are hosting with me as well. They have done an admirable job, I would say.
Admirable. I got a question for you, movie boy. Okay,
yes.
You just played Michael Biehn, okay, who is Johnny Ringo in Tombstone, right?
Yeah, I didn't create that, but yes, it played.
Okay, so what other movies do you guys remember Michael Biehn being in?
Off the top of my head, I can't remember, no.
Yeah,
off the top of my head.
He was the dude.
You got me. Yeah.
He was the dude that was training the future guy in the Terminator. Sarah Connor's kid.
Was. I forgot about that.
He got with Sarah Connor. So, yes.
In the first Terminator.
So, he technically was the father of Edward Furlong as he was, you know, ripping off video games and driving around his little motocross.
Whatever happened to Edward Furlong?
Well,
he was hot for a while.
He was. He was in American History X. He was good in that. And then, well, it's the same thing with Michael Biehn. He just kind of disappeared. He was in a couple of really big movies.
Yeah.
And then nothing. So I thought you guys would maybe know something. I just know those two.
I didn't think about it, but yeah, now that you say it, I can picture him in Terminator.
Yeah. He was a good Johnny Ringo.
He was.
In Vino Veritas.
Justin Moore on from Moore Mountain as well. Caleb Bagby is also with us. It is Bagby, right? You can say it.
No.
It is Bagby. I think I said it right. He's joking with me. Caleb, what sports are you into?
Pretty much just football.
Just football?
You'll fit in really well around here, Caleb.
Yeah, that's what they like to talk about.
Just a football state. Don't listen to all the basketball and the baseball and the soccer. Everybody here, football is king.
It is. It's king in America.
It is.
Well, as it should be.
Yeah. Well,
hey, I'm not arguing.
My interests lean in other directions, but football is, of course, king in America. It's basically a religion here. It really is.
It is
ritualistic in our viewing habits on the weekends when it's in season. It's pretty much a religion.
So I'll show up sometimes. I drink coffee at 7 a.m. at one of the Starbucks with one of the elders at church, good buddy of mine.
Didn't do it this morning
because obviously I was here. Yeah. So he'll see me on a typical Sunday morning, staggering about 7, all bleary-eyed, and he'll look at me, and he'll say, "You did it again, didn't you?" I said, "Yeah." And by again, he means you watched football on Saturday for 12 straight hours. I do that. I've been doing that for years. I'll start, you know, with the games, you know, game day and all that, and Fox, and I'll watch football pretty much from 11 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock at night, till I fall asleep.
I mean, maybe.
So you're a normal guy.
Yeah, I'm a normal guy.
Maybe not. You know, I might take one of the middle games off if I'm not interested. But I watch a lot of football.
And my guy tells me, he said, "You got to get some rest and get to sleep." He said, "You're looking all rugged."
This is why you prepare your sermons 5 to 6 months ahead of time.
Yeah, the hay's in the barn, so I didn't have to go think of something to say. We already got it. Yeah. So
that works out for you.
Yeah, I hinted at this earlier. I was going to talk about my disillusionment with football a little bit. Of course, I'm still interested, and I watch football all the time. But I think with the way college football has went, I have become less interested because it's more, even more of the have-beens and have-nots.
Well, it's like the AAA minor leagues to the NFL. It used to be kind of its own sport. They even had some different rules,
yeah.
You know, like the spot foul for the pass interference instead of 15 yards and all that. But now, I mean, Kyle Whittingham, Michigan's new coach that was formerly at Utah, he said that. He said, we might as well just recognize this is like the minor leagues for the NFL. And that's.
Do you think that's a good hire, by the way? Because I thought it was a great hire.
I don't think we could have found anybody that could have gone in and straightened things out better than Whittingham.
Yeah,
he's
I thought it was a
Mormon. He's not going to have any 15 girlfriends. He's texting at halftime.
Maybe 15 wives.
He's going to go in there. That's
I'm kidding.
Okay, when he comes here this year, you know, we're going to have to bring that up, Christian. That's funny. But he's going to come in there and he's going to run the ball. He's going to emphasize toughness. Don't turn it over. The same things I hope Coach Silverfield instills in his charges in Vietnam. Run the ball, be tough, quit giving the ball away, okay? Quit turning it over. If they wouldn't have turned the ball over, they might have won 6 or 7 games last year.
Yeah.
They would.
I mean, that you know, you it's easy to look at a record and spin whatever narrative you want to, you know, they were in every game outside of Notre Dame, and Texas might maybe got a little bit bigger a lead late, but I mean, you know, I'm not going to say you should have won, but you damn sure could have won.
Beat yourself, the Hawks, at Ole Miss, Memphis, it was over and over.
Run the ball, take care of the ball, and don't turn it over, and you're going to control what you can.
Can I add one other thing to that?
Add away.
Tackle. Wrap up.
Yeah, you got to have duty.
Don't loaf.
That's right.
Run hard as you can. Don't just assume the other guy's going to make the tackle.
So just go, Justin, go do it. Looking at the schedule, if you had to just guess, I know that's it's all a guess for all of us. What do you think the record is this year?
I guess I'm going to be just about as miserable as I've been the past 15 years. You know, it's so funny because you were talking Pixian about how, you know, the college game has changed so much, and Christian was saying he's, you know.
I'm paraphrasing. You're not as interested as,
was that fair to say?
I think as you once were. I think a lot of people are in that category. Yeah.
It's
not as good a product as it used to be.
I agree. I think the charm of college athletics as a whole, but in particular football, is just gone. It's certainly tainted, if not gone completely, but at least that's just for me. But I don't know, man. I would be at an over under around 5 right now.
Well, to answer your question, if the guy could go 5-7, given what he inherited, I think that would be a really good coaching job.
The problem is, like, I don't know. Maybe you guys have dove deeper into it than me, but like, I used to keep up with recruiting and everything. Now, I mean, to answer that question, I don't think I could do so.
Because they're all a bunch of brand new transfers from other places.
Because I have no idea who's even on the team.
That's it.
I mean, I can name a handful, but it almost makes you go, it's going to be what it's going to be, and we'll see. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I used to, we got so-and-so coming back. And so nowadays, it's almost impossible to do that.
Well, I think I'm just more apathetic than I used to be about
the sport. I am too.
The sport as a whole, because part of it is because my teams suck. Like, I mean, I'm a Razorback fan, and we've been lousy for 10 years pretty much. And then I'm a Washington fan, and we've been good maybe twice my entire life. So
they've been in the wilderness a long time.
So apathy after 25 years of watching what I've watched has finally set in.
So you just turned 30. You missed out on some of those good years in the 90s.
Yeah, I was going to say, how old are you,
Chris? On the actual 30? Good years of Washington, yes.
30, yeah.
Who are you a fan of, Trey?
Saints.
Okay, it's pretty rough down there.
Yeah, it is rough.
New coach, new quarterback.
Yeah, we'll see what
happens.
Yeah,
they might be okay. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I think we've reached the high water mark, and it'll never get that good again.
Hey, at least you guys won a Super Bowl. The Lions haven't even been to a Super Bowl.
But yeah, apathy has set in a little bit for me, and a part of it is because, and I'm completely for kids getting paid. I think they should get paid for their name, image, and likeness. But I don't like that everything is just turning into a money race. It's like, how much money do you have? If you raise the most money, you will probably win. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just what it is now. And I don't like that it's become that.
Yeah, it was a lot more fun when we were living in naivety. You know, we knew that there was people getting paid, but, you know, I don't know. It was better back then when it wasn't completely open info.
I also think, I mean, it may not be a popular take. I think in terms of the NFL and college football, and don't get me wrong, I watch a ton of them still, but I think the product in general has declined.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
I think the play on the field is worse than what we used to see.
Because I would agree with that.
In the NFL, particularly, I think you have like five quarterbacks that are actually good. And the rest, you can't trust them when it comes playoff time if they even make it. Like,
I even hate how the. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry. I said I wasn't going to do that anymore.
Pigskin, you're a Detroit fan. Jared Goff, great regular season quarterback. When you reach the playoffs, do you actually believe in Goff?
Absolutely not. No, I would take a 52-year-old Matthew Stafford, the former Lions quarterback, over Goff right now. And Goff is okay. He's not terrible. But if the opposing defense puts any pressure on him at all, he's going to fold. He has no mobility, no escapability, and he's not good at improvisation. But if you keep him in a clean pocket, he can make some good throws, and they have good receivers. I think Tesla is going to be a star this year. Watch out from that old Arkansas boy. I think he's really going to make some plays. He made some plays last year. The problem with the Lions is they can't stop anybody, and I don't think they're going to stop anybody this year.
For some reason, I don't know why, I haven't really done any research into it, but like the last two or three draft classes in the NFL we've seen, they're like, man, this is a bad draft class. It's like, well, why aren't all these draft classes so bad now?
I was going to peel the layers back a little bit and ask you, why do you think the product on the field is not as good as it used to be? I mean, we can all weigh in on that, but what do you think, Christian?
The portal, too many transfers. Well, I mean, these guys
entitlement.
Football, I think it's a chemistry thing. It's like you're trying to work in new guys all the time, and it works to varying results. But the NFL, I can't really pinpoint it other than I think quarterback play has gotten worse.
Where are the players coming from? A dysfunctional college situation.
That's a good point.
For some reason, it seems like we're in an era of the NFL where the talent level is a little lower than it used to be.
Well, see,
I don't know why.
I feel that way a little, not to mix apples and oranges, but I feel that way about the NBA, at least with the Pistons. They keep drafting these incredibly athletic dudes that can't shoot a lick. I'm like, aren't you supposed to learn to shoot like in college or in high school or junior high? And
by the time you get to the NBA,
if you can't shoot by the time you get there, in today's NBA,
you have to.
And that's kind of the way it is with football. These guys are coming to the league, and maybe fundamentally they're not as skilled and drilled as they used to be. Probably they're not. They don't practice as much.
Well, we're not going to go broke talking about how fundamental skills have broken down in a lot of sports.
Right.
A lot of things in life. I mean, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Fair.
I agree. You're talking about going back to the apathy part, and I'm kind of where you are, Christian. I'm just I've been obsessed with especially anything Razorback, but now I'm like,
I'm still going to watch, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, same. It's not that I don't care. I just don't care as much as I used to. And I don't know, maybe that's age. I don't think so. I think it's more so just the way that they've ran or not ran things for the past 6 or 7 years or whatever it's been. And I think the product on the field thing is a good point. It's not only the players lacking discipline, whatever.
Maybe worse too.
Yeah, but I think too, at least this is for me, and I'm all for player safety, and I understand that the game's what it is, but like they've watered it down way too much for me. Like not having kickoffs, but I mean, I hate that we have kickoffs, but not really. Yeah. I mean, and that used to be a point in the game you could change the game with. They've taken away so many things.
I don't like that kickoff thing either.
I don't like that. I don't like this either. Like, and I say this about baseball because I'm a baseball guy. That's my favorite sport, but. Like, everybody trying to shorten the games, whether it be baseball, whether it be football, you know, you run the clock, even if you run out of bounds. I'm like, we wait all year specifically for football, and we're all miserable when it's gone, and then we count the day. Like, why are we trying to shorten games? Turn the 12 hours that we watch football back into 16 hours. I don't care. I'd rather watch more football.
And they keep shortening the games.
Yes.
So they can show more commercials.
Yes.
That's the biggest issue. It's the commercials.
I've never understood why I mean, I get it. It's for more money, more games. But it's like, I don't really want you to shorten these games.
It's the product that we're watching. It really is hurting it.
It's not the shortening of the games. It's the adding more time
for delays in the games. Yeah.
That's the thing. And if football, which it can be a little bit ridiculous with college football, it's like these games are going 3.5 hours. It's like, there's 60 minutes of game time. That other time is filled with time in between plays and commercials.
Just make less commercials.
Like, I know they're in the business of making money, blah, 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 blah. I can't tell them. But if they had less commercials, it would improve the product.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, Christian, is it's 60 minutes. The game is 60 minutes still, obviously. But you don't get the same amount of football because a drive that used to take you, you know, old school, it used to take you 8 minutes, 14 plays, whatever. Now that drive, 14 plays takes you, it's just totally different. You know what I mean? It may be vice versa. I may have had that backwards, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, the quarters go by fast, the minutes go by faster. It's just because the not stopping the clock if you get out of bounds, unless it's what, under 2 minutes and a half or something like that.
Right. This texter, Peyton and Cersei, said, "Me and Christian are the same age, so our fandom towards Arkansas sports are the same. Ready for a change for the better." It's like people my age, for the majority of our life, Arkansas has not been that good.
It's a bummer.
You were old enough to pay attention to it, you know.
All of you, my friends and neighbors, my congregants, I mean, the vast majority of everyone in the natural state are Hog fans. And, man, I'm sad watching all the sadness. I mean, Susan and I would watch the postmortems that Brother Basil would do on Channel 7 with Sullivan or whoever he was on there. And I told Susan, I said, "I'm getting concerned about the Baz, man. Look at that face. He's just so sad." And you could just tell he's just been beaten up by all the losing. And I think all the fans feel that way. I would really like to see the Hogs turn things around and start becoming a relevant team again.
Back to the NFL for just a second. Another thing that I think is decreasing the value of the product is, and this is kind of on a programming side of things, the reason the NFL was so big is because they were on, you know, they were on the local channels.
Yeah.
You could watch the NFL.
Yeah. I know where
you're
going.
Watch the NFL on 4, you know, 16.
Now you got to go to Peacock and you got to go to Apple and you got to go to
Amazon Prime.
When you are changing where your games are, and it's only because of money. I mean, they're just bidding on it. But, you know, this game's on Netflix. This game's on Peacock. This game is on NBC. This game is on Prime Video. This game's on ESPN. This game is on ABC. It's like, it was nice. And I'm not a boomer. It's like, I know how to work all these. Sure, I know how to work all these streaming apps. But it was nice when they were on the same channels every single week.
Somebody needs to pull Goodell aside and say, "Look, you don't need to do what Major League Baseball has done. Major League Baseball it's a complex labyrinth of things you got to navigate to watch something.
And they have the worst TV deal.
So ever. I'm watching the other day Detroit versus Kansas City, which only a bunch of losers like myself that have no lives would want to watch. So, and I'm wanting to watch Detroit because they got Benetti. Benetti is up there in the Phil Elson class as brilliant at what he does. Benetti's really good. But no, I'm in the Kansas City area.
Blackouts.
Even though I'm eight, so it's blacked out. Oh, so man. I got to watch the game on the Kansas City channel.
I don't know why blackouts.
And the Kansas City program people are awful. I'm like, I don't want to. Baseball makes things as hard as, and I'm paying extra money for all this. If I'm paying the money, I should be able to watch the program that I want. But baseball messes this up. Give it time. The NFL will probably do the same thing. I hope they don't, but I don't have any faith.
Well,
in
I don't think that they'll go back to regional broadcasts. I don't think they'll do
they
that.
They used to do that I know when they I used was a to, kid.
But
I would come home and I would have to watch on NBC because NBC had the AFC games. I'd watch the Cleveland Browns every week. Do you know how much I hate the Cleveland Browns? I hate all things in Ohio except Cedar Point. And I had to watch the Browns. I'm like, I don't want to watch this. Well, it's near you. Well, you know, so is dysentery and social diseases and other things. Just because they're near me doesn't mean I want to participate in them. But that was the NFL back in the day. And now they're going to do the same thing, but you got to go to these 15 apps that your average NFL fan is not going to want to fool
The with. Average age of the NFL fan, while it applies to all people, I think 50? Is quite older.
Yeah, probably.
Than NBA.
Yeah, soccer would be like 25.
Another thing about the NFL that I think is declining the product is the increasing of games consistently. Increasing from 16 to 17 games is not a plus on the product.
Not at all.
And when they increase to 18 games, it's even worse. They're going to make the games more meaningless. The great thing about the NFL and why people tune in every week is because...
Just a few games. Yeah, every game matters.
You got 16 games. Every single game matters.
Well, and they're doing that in college. If they start letting 24 or 48 teams into the playoff, or you really think that these early matchups are going to mean anything? I mean, they won't.
And then we'll also see an increase in injuries, which we have saw because they're playing...
Football's a brutal sport. It's not meant to be played three times a week. It's not.
We'll take a few phone calls before we hit the break. Oh, John's gone. Daniel, what you got?
Yes, sir. Christian, is Trey Reed still there?
He is. He's here.
Okay, real quick question. Thank you for taking my call, and the show is phenomenal today. Love it.
Appreciate it.
I have a question, Mr. Trey Reed. I believe it was 1998 when they implemented the three-point rule, and I've seen tons of deer in Dallas County that had better racks. But I'm thinking, if my math's right, that's like 28 years ago. Are we ever going to go to like 4-point? Because I see a lot of these, you know, if they got 3 points, they're still going to whack them. It's like, let them live, you know, get bigger.
Even though they're two.
Daniel, I don't know if you'd see that like in a regulatory sense. Like, I mean, Game and Fish has more stringent antler regulations on some of the wildlife management areas, but I don't know if you'd see it on a statewide basis. Maybe who knows? I mean, I know what you're saying, but I think deer management has advanced so much in those last 30 years that a lot of people on their properties are, you know, self-regulating. Like, we're not going to, like, you know, the club's got a rule. Like, you got to pay a $500 fine if you shoot a 6-point, you know, that's a 1.5, 2.5-year-old deer. So I think that's more likely the way that you'll see it. And I think a lot of, I mean, just in my 20 years at Game and Fish, and I've been covering the outdoors in Arkansas for a little over 30 years, it's already happening. I mean, and so
yeah,
I don't know,
it's self-imposed almost.
Exactly, Justin. Yeah, that's what I think.
I used to hunt Dallas County forever, since a kid, but I finally got into
deer camp, club, whatever, that it's regulated. Like if, like you said, Trey, you get fined or you get, you know, yeah, you have too many mess ups, you're gone, right, kind of deal. And I mean, we, you know, kids, first deer, whatever, it's a different deal. But yeah, I mean, I've been a member of this club for, I don't know, a couple of years. I've killed a bunch of does, but I've not killed a buck yet, just because I'm not there to kill a 2-year-old basket rack.
That's right.
You know, but you gotta be choosy about where you join. I would suggest, was it Daniel?
Yeah.
That had to be the guy, by the way, that does the chief. It sounded exactly like him. I hate he hung up. I wanted to ask him. I hate that he hung up. If you are Daniel, call back. I thought it was Daniel.
Yeah, this texter. No, I meant the guy that does.
Maybe it wasn't the guy.
This texter from the 501 says, "Great show, Christian, and your substitute hooligans. I think they're better than substitute hooligans. I think we can.
I'll take substitute hooligan. Wear it with a like a badge.
We've done an admirable job, Trey.
Yes, admirable.
I've done a pretty good job of dumbing it down because I've lost track of what the hell I was trying to say. I've tried to pull my best Baz today.
This texter says, "Very entertaining. Watch Fitzcarraldo, directed by Werner Herzog, for a great movie about the rubber barons in Manila and the main character's desire to make a fortune and build an opera house." I've seen it. It has Klaus Kinski as the lead actor.
Oh, Kinski was nuts.
He was insane.
He was actually nuts. You could not look at Klaus Kinski. Oh, my. He was mesmerizing. That was Natasha Kinski's father.
Okay.
So, and when he died, she said, basically, "I'm glad he's dead." So that's Klaus, a rough human being right there.
Klaus Kinski was so hard to work with. I think when they were making Aguirre, The Wrath of God, with Werner Herzog, he was in a lot of Herzog movies. But they made a documentary along with it, and the locals that were helping shoot the movie, because this was also in South America, they were like, "Can we kill him?" Like, and Werner had to sit there and think about it for a second.
He was a horrible human being.
Like, now, no, you can't do it.
Did you ever see Herzog's movie, A Grizzly Man?
Yes.
Timothy Treadwell. Oh, Trey.
It's about the guy that gets
killed. Oh, yeah.
The guy that got eaten by the bear.
Yes.
And then he's telling the survivors, he said, "Look, this tape that I've listened to," he had the tape recorder going while the bear was eating him. And he pled with the family, said, don't ever listen to this. Just stay away from this. It was, yeah. But Herzog went through it. And I'm like, ugh. Yeah. Timothy Treadwell was that guy.
Yeah, I remember
name.
That.
Yeah, Herzog is a great director.
He was.
Still was.
If you don't already have the Bet Saracen Sports Wager app, download it today from the app stores or go to BetSaracen.com. Bet Saracen is Arkansas's favorite sports betting app.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday, a few schools announced jersey sponsor deals in college athletics. Ohio State was first up as they'll be sponsored by Chase Bank, and it'll be worth $17 million a year. The Chase logo will be on all Ohio State athletics jerseys. Then Notre Dame announced they had added SoFi as a jersey sponsor on a 6-year deal worth $18 to $20 million a year. Previously, the Big 12 had made a deal as an entire conference with Monster Energy. For $20 million a year, every Big 12 team will feature a Monster Energy logo. And reportedly, Arkansas basketball has added their last major non-conference game in Virginia. It'll be a neutral site game in Washington, D.C. in early November. Arkansas and Virginia have played 7 times, with the Cavaliers leading the series all-time 4-3, their last meeting coming in 1998. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone, brought to you by Wachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders, building premier homes in Hot Springs.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
A chance of rain today, a 40% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms as a cool front moves through. And just in time, no triple-digit temperatures today, but it still will be a hot day, a high of 95 with a heat advisory. 40% chance of rain continues tonight with some showers and thunderstorms and an overnight low of 74. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
Ember Rewards at Southland Casino Hotel is turning up the heat for new members. Join today and enjoy a free buffet at the Kitchen Buffet. Plus, earn 150 points and win up to $1,500 free play. From 8 incredible restaurants and bars to free live entertainment every week, the excitement never stops at Southland. Our 20-story hotel is just steps from our casino floor, so you can extend your day at the casino to the next morning. Book your stay now, exclusively at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion.
$8,000 off.
Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
Burroughs and Mr. Frank's is a long-standing, iconic luxury eyewear shop in the Heights. They're family-owned and operated opticians that feature high-end designer eyewear that you can't find anywhere else. Brands like Cartier, Gucci, Salt, and State Optical. Plus, they have all their lenses from the high-tech lens crafter Zeiss, who make lenses for cameras, telescopes, microscopes, and yes, glasses. These are found only at Burroughs, and they do all the fitting and lab work right in their own in-store lab. They're at 5901 R Street in the Heights, Burroughs and Franks Optical.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho Now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
That is Johnny Marr and yes. Morrissey getting ready to sing on How Soon Is Now by the Smiths.
Yes, I am the only person at the station that will play Smith stuff.
I love the Smiths.
I play them when I get a chance. Do you like the Smiths? We went and saw Morrissey together, me and Pixton.
We did. He says, I am Robinson? The son and the heir of a shyness that is criminally vulgar.
One of my good friends from New Orleans stayed with me to go to that show, and he had seen like 3 or 4 nights in a row. And so you never know with Morrissey. Will he actually
show up? Yeah.
He was like no-show Jones, Justin, one of those George Jones things. Will he or will he yep. not? So I saw Morrissey at the Orpheum in Memphis. Great old venue. But he did this, you know, he's got this song called Meat is Murder. Yeah. He obviously is a vegetarian, doesn't like people killing and eating tasty animals. They showed this 8-minute video during the song Meat is Murder, and it's about what you figure it would be with slaughterhouses and
the jungle
and abattoirs and all this. I had my head down the whole time. I'm like, I kept asking my friend, is it over? Is it over? I can't see this. I don't want those images in my head, but yes.
Morrissey, not a great person.
No, not really. Not a big champion of deer hunting either. He wouldn't like this conversation.
I had no problems with vegetarians, of course, but he's got a lot of other problematic things. He's a strange cat with different kinds of beliefs.
Stephen Patrick Morrissey is a very odd man. He is.
Texter from the 870 says, I was honestly cautious about today's show. Me too. But I've listened all morning. Love that Justin actually gets to talk about being cut off. Yeah, I was cautious about it. I was cautious.
So Justin can talk about being cut off instead of just being cut off as he usually is by...
I'm doing the cutting.
By our heroes who are gone.
Well, unfortunately.
People don't know how hard it is to actually communicate with somebody that you can't see in person.
And the delays on those things are always
so
tricky, too.
Hard. Yeah, so hard when you're remote, man.
Yep. Caller from this is Clint. I don't know if this is the Clint Sterner that calls us and fellas, but here we go. Is this Clint Sterner? Oh,
hell, Chief. When it comes to deer hunting, I don't need a 3-point rule. When it's 78 degrees on November 17th, I ain't gutting a 6-point hog boss.
Fantastic.
Very true. Very true.
Now, what is Clint's dog's name again?
Is it Baby Girl?
Baby Girl,
K-Girl.
K-Girl.
Hey, K-Girl, that's it. What a great name for a dog.
She loves these dog treats.
So boy, good. She loves them tidbits.
Thank you, Clint. I love it.
Good job.
That's a really good. That's so good.
It's so good. There was no mentions of low T, though. Neither did a low T.
No, not this time.
Mm-hmm. This caller from the 501 says, we have a new coach, a new team, a new season. Quit whining. Have hope to win every game like me. Eddie from Amity.
I thought that was Eddie from Clarksville.
No. Why?
Who's
I think
not
Eddie from Clarksville
anymore.
Passed away, by the way.
Aren't we supposed to just talk about the facts? Well,
so that's my thing. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Why would I have to talk about, it's like, oh, we're playing Georgia this week. We got a chance. Why would I say that?
There isn't a chance.
Well, tell the truth.
There is the same chance that every team has when they step on a football field, but that's about it.
The chance they got to beat Georgia is that most of the team will be suspended for driving 150 miles an hour. That's a shot, but you better hope that. I would go give some high-performance automobiles to all of the Georgia starters the week of the game. That might work.
That or their team dinners at Taco Bell and they ate the lettuce from there.
That could be true.
That would also be one of the things.
You know, in
case of cyclosporiasis.
You remember, Trey, you'll remember this. You're older like me. Back in the day when Conan O'Brien did his In the Year 2000, they said one of those things, in the year 2000, Americans will decide to cut out the middleman and just take food from Taco Bell and dump it directly into the toilet. And I thought that was prophetic, given, you know, everything that's happening with Taco Bell and lettuce and all that stuff now.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah. Be careful about Taco Bell, kids.
I love Taco Bell, by
the way. It is pretty great when it's not poisoning you.
Meme that said, how do you tell the contaminated lettuce Taco Bell sickness from the regular explosive diarrhea that you
Oh, me.
Vickery was mentioning that several times on his show last Sunday. I think he brought up that that medical malady about 5 or 6 times, and I laughed every time. So.
I don't think my job is to sell you on this Arkansas football team. My job is to tell the truth and my opinion on what
you're
the Arkansas football team is.
You're a truth teller. I like that.
I do not think we will win very many games, but I'm hoping that we'll at least be better than we have been in recent years and we'll put on a better performance. That's my hope. That's my
realistic.
Only hope for this year.
And I think
that's fair.
I think in terms of record, I think the floor is 3-9. The ceiling is 6-6.
I think
that's just one man's guess.
I think we're probably going to either win 3 or 4 games.
Mm.
And that's my expectation. So, you know, Justin Moore has once said he's asking for one win. I don't think my expectation is that.
Justin,
high.
That was a great rant, man. It really was. From the heart, my brother. From the heart.
I've been hurt so many times. To steal a line from one of my buddies. Go ahead.
No, Joe, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say this is a guy that played at Georgia. He didn't play, but he was on the team at Georgia, which is a lot more than I can say. This was back in the 80s or 90s, I don't know. And they just couldn't win the big game, but they were always really, really good. And he said, and I've adopted this idea, he's like, man, I'm going to have a bunch of Georgia football players as my pallbearers so they can let me down one last time.
One last time.
I feel like I may do that.
Now,
too.
If Georgia fans are saying that, how much more would Razorback fans be saying
late, man?
You know,
no joke,
we kind of talked about this a little earlier, and I brought it up on the show in the past, but Christian said it, that people his age, of his generation, don't know.
Have no idea.
They have no idea. I mean, I don't want to sound again like the old guy or like how it was.
I've heard about how great things were, but I've never experienced it.
I've watched the Razorbacks in the Orange Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Yeah. I mean, we were in the conversation.
The 69 shootout with Texas.
Yeah.
Most watched game of the season.
And
Arkansas was must-see TV back in the day.
It's just really disheartening how far it's fallen, and that there is a whole generation that just doesn't have any idea.
Yeah, I'll give you another example of that. My oldest daughter's 16, and I don't know, this is 5 or 6 years ago. She goes, "Hey, Dad." I go, "Yeah." She goes, "Have we ever been good?" And I go, I'm like, "Yeah, until you were born, we were pretty good."
Oh, bless her.
So the only thing she's seen us be good at is softball, baseball, and, in the last 5, 6, 7 years, basketball.
Arkansas is really good at everything except
football
right now.
It's crazy.
And they used to be good at that, and they could be good again. We just got to
– and that's
maybe Coach Silverfield is the right guy. He might.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I do.
Hey,
it's long overdue.
Justin, when he speaks at the Touchdown Club, I'm going to pray for the man. And I'm going to pray for his players. And I'm going to pray that everything goes well for him. So –
this texter from the 501 says, "I will wake up every Saturday morning believing we're going to win the game. I'm a fan. I cheer for the Hogs. I believe we will win every game until we don't." I don't know how you live like that.
I know a lot of people who do, though.
Well, I guess you're much more optimistic than me. I live in the reality of this.
The reality is, we've been very good.
In quite some time.
My problem is, and my problem is delusion, probably. I remember 98 when we were supposed to be terrible and had a chance to punch our ticket more or less to the national championship.
They were in the conversation.
There's got to be another 98 in us at some point.
I was going to say, I wonder what the age demographic breakdown is on that. Like, I still believe that we could go to a bowl this year.
I'm probably close to that age.
You're the
median.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would think.
Older than you believes that there's still a chance, and maybe the younger like Christian's like, you got to show me something first.
I'm probably a couple years, give or take, here or there, being –
You're the over on.
So, like, I remember, vividly, like, the national championship in basketball, and I remember Todd Daley, Mayberry, and all that whole, and then all the guys in the early 90s from football and all that good stuff. So, if much younger than me, probably not at all, I would guess.
That's tough.
This texter from the 870 says, "I respect that you have your opinion, but I will say if y'all are wrong, man up and admit you were totally wrong." If I'm wrong,
300%.
If I'm wrong, I would love to be wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
If we went out and win 8 games, that'd be amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you'd hear Christian and Pigskin and Justin and I and probably David and Roger too say, "We were wrong. We didn't have any idea."
Yeah.
That's probably not going to happen.
I would love it.
No, probably not.
I went to the Buzz's kickoff last year at the hall, and all the on-air personalities had them going 11-1. And I gave Acree grief about that. He goes, "Well, that's not meant to be taken seriously." I said, "Well, I kind of listened to you guys. I thought you knew what was going on." And it was for entertainment purposes only. I'm like,
okay,
well, then own it. Like the caller just said, own it.
Texter from the 501 says, "Great show, Christian, Justin, and guests. You too. I worked remotely and was always the one with the stupid delay, so totally understand. But you're doing great, Justin. Love you guys.
Well,
love
thank you, too, listener. Thank you.
And we've had several nice messages for you, Justin, welcoming you back to the show.
No, thanks, guys. That means a lot. It really does. So,
we will come back and we'll wrap this up. Maybe talk to Phil Elson or whoever wants to come in here and preview the zone. The show's almost over, guys.
Hard to believe.
I know.
It's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Join Out of Bounds Friday at the Spa City Classic, Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament, presented by Chris Crane, Dodge Jeep Ram of Hot Springs. Go to pickleballtournaments.com. Spa City Classic, sponsored by Ouachita Bar and Grill and Comfort Inn and Suites.
Hi folks, Jeff Peters here, Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Morrilton. July is all about freedom. Here at Hagen's, we know you have the freedom to choose where you buy a vehicle, and we want your business. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, come let us prove it to you. No gimmicks, no hassles, and no BS. As far as pricing, well, we haven't been in business for over 50 years because our prices are too high. But don't take my word for it. Stop by and let us prove it to you. Come see us at Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Morrilton today, or check us out online at HagensMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the Small Fry Fish Camp Gallery, designed just for early learners. Catch an electrifying bipolar musical Tesla coil show or live science demonstration during your visit. And with special events happening all the time, there's always something new to experience for all ages. So plan your visit and check out upcoming events at museumofdiscovery.org.
Progressive knows you could have easily taken the freeway, but you took the scenic route to see a waterfall and an oddly busy boiled peanut stand. Discovering the unexpected is exactly why you bought an RV, so protect it with a bundle from Progressive. Because although you may be 3 hours behind schedule, you're 6 jars of jam richer and possibly enrolled in a butter-churning workshop. Switch to Progressive and protect your RV, boat, or motorcycle by bundling with your home and auto insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
The official language of football is trash talk, late-night group chats, memes, and unbelievable highlight clips. That's why Boost Mobile brings you our new global connection plan. The first plan ever made for WhatsApp. Get unlimited data, talk and text, international roaming, and calls to over 100 countries for just $40 a month.
$40 price includes $5 a month auto pay discount. After 40 gigabytes of premium high-speed data, speeds will be lowered. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit store or boostmobile.com for details.
Get in the conversation with live fan feedback at 1037thebuzz.com, presented on Out of Bounds by Smart Buick GMC, with GMC trucks on the lot ready to move starting at $38,296. SmartBuickGMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
Here's the deal. The government is over $38 trillion in debt, which means the IRS isn't slowing down. And the tax code is complex and unforgiving. So it's not surprising if you're one of the millions of Americans that owe back taxes to the IRS. Unfortunately, they're the world's most powerful collection agency, with the ability to garnish your wages, seize your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. But don't be stressed or worried any longer. We're Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. We have resolved over $3 $3 billion in tax debt for our clients. Our award-winning professionals deal with the IRS every single day, protecting our clients and preparing them for the best possible resolution. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, give Optima a call today.
Call 800-746-0155. That's 800-746-0155. 800-746-0155.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps. Brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday. Justin gives you his Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. Brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today and get your landscape updated to a whole new level. And be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem. Last segment. It's going to be a quite short one. We ran it into the top of the hour, so we'll go ahead and go to Justin, he's live from UCA Football Media Days, or Phil.
It's me. It's me, Kristen. How you doing? It's Phil.
Thank you. Before we get to Phil, I want to say thanks to Pigskin Preacher and Trey Reed and Caleb and Justin Moore for helping me out today doing the show. I couldn't do it without you, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Great job,
Chris. Stone cold
Looking
groove,
forward to
my
running
man.
It back tomorrow, man.
Great. And we're doing the Hawks home
tonight.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Tomorrow, nuclear physics.
Maybe so.
There's that delay.
We are doing the Hawks Home movie review tomorrow, and since the guys are gone, we'll get into it a little bit more.
Raising tomorrow, but, Arizona,
we're doing
Justin.
Raising Arizona
That's what we're
by the Coen
about
brothers.
Tomorrow. It's going to be okay. It's going to be a riot.
So
I'll have to watch it. I got to fly out today. I'll have to watch it on the plane.
Are you going to be on the show with us tomorrow?
He's flying.
Yeah. I just got to take my garb. With me.
Justin, can I ask you a question before you watch Raising Arizona? It's one of my favorites.
Sure.
How do you feel about Nicolas Cage before you've even seen this movie?
I'm kind of indifferent.
You're going to like him a lot more after watching this one. Man.
This is one of the weirdest movies you're ever going to watch. I'll just tell you, and I love this flick. I love it.
Cage basically exploded
good to know.
The scene with this movie.
Do you like the Coen brothers? Do you like the Big Lebowski?
Love them. Love them.
Those type of movies.
No Country for Old
Men.
Yes.
Which is
maybe one of the
least Coen brothers movies.
It is the least Coen brothers.
Bardem was a great villain, man.
This is the first one, right? That's the first Coen brothers movie.
Blood Simple was just 3 years
was the first.
Yeah. Or 2 years.
Raising Arizona blew up, man. It's got a cult following to this day.
Sorry, we'll talk about Raising Arizona tomorrow. Phil, what we got going on from UCA Media Days?
Well, we're at UCA Media Days at Estes Stadium. We're going to preview UCA football. Of course, I got the voice of the UCA Bears sitting right next to me here.
Hi, guys.
Justin?
I think he'll preview UCA a little better than me.
I'm going to do the whole season on helium this year and just see how it goes over.
It'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Who's your quarterback
this
year?
What's that?
Who's the quarterback this year at UCA?
Donovan Amolo. He's a Conway native, and he's here, and he will join us in a bit, actually. So, nice. Yeah, they actually completely... Not all by design, but they emptied their quarterback room, so they got all new guys there. So, but anyway, we'll talk to a couple of players. Coach Brown, talk a little bit about the upcoming schedule. He gets to go play his former teammate, Mike Norvell, down in Tallahassee later this year. So that'll be fun, I think. Anyway.
That'd be a cool trip.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I'm very excited about it. But we got a ton from Coach Van Horn we didn't get to. Yep. Cool story about David Walker, too, who's getting back after an injury last year with the Bucks. We'll talk about that a little bit. And a couple of odd stories out of the country music, Justin, that I think you'll appreciate.
All right.
Well, stay tuned for
this. I'll be listening.
Thank you, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Appreciate it.
This July is America's 250th birthday, so declare your independence from low testosterone at Low T Center. Start with a free T-test today. Stay on treatment for 90 days, and we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. It's the Low T Center 250 for $250 offer.